One of the things that's been looked at very carefully at the moment are regulations on protein supplements, and there are some calls to tighten those up a little bit following the tragic death earlier of a 25-year-old Australian bodybuilder. To talk with us about how all of that is situated at the moment is Gabrielle Maston, accredited practicing dietitian and spokesperson for the Dietitians Association of Australia. Good morning, Gabrielle. I guess broadly to start with, why do people choose to use protein supplements?
Well, look, protein supplements are a really convenient food. So I think a lot of sports people sometimes struggle to get the protein in that they need. And so throwing back a quick protein shake is an easy solution to that, especially if you're training early in the morning, you're getting up before work, or, you know, just after work, you don't want to carry around food with you. It's just that convenient solution.
So apart from being convenient, are they ideal in replacing what we might be able to get from foods naturally? Are they the best way to top up?
Look, in most cases, they're not the best way to top up, okay? So most people only need about 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram body weight. So that's if you're doing light exercise like walking or maybe a bit of aqua aerobics or something like that. But if you are a sports person, like a footballer, quite competitive, or you're a bodybuilder, you might need a little bit more than that. So 1 gram up to 3 grams, depending on how strenuous your exercise is. So if we're talking about the lower end of the scale, the average Joe that goes to the gym a couple of days and walks, we can really get that amount of protein through food. So just to give you an idea, 100 grams of steak gives you about 30 grams of protein. So if you're a 60-kilogram female training a couple of days at the gym, 200 grams of chicken or steak per day would give you more than what you would need as a daily intake of protein.
Gabrielle, what about those who might not be heavy meat eaters? I'm guessing you can get that through vegetables and other options as well?
Yeah, of course you can. And look, there's vegetarian and vegan bodybuilders and sports people out there, so certainly you can get plant-based protein and really good sources of protein through things like hemp, soy, and other legumes and nuts and seeds.
So I guess back to the protein supplements, after that death very recently, that tragic death, it's called into question the regulations that are there. Should they be tightened up? Do we have enough regulation around these at the moment?
Look, the supplement industry is really poorly regulated, and that's because it comes in between a food and a supplement, so a pharmaceutical. So ZANS, our food authority in Australia, and the TGA, they tend to kind of pass the buck to one another because it's in that grey area. So what we do find is that there are a lot of supplements with cocktails of ingredients that might not necessarily be good for people's health. And then also there has been reports to show in some American brands that there are what we call impurities. So sometimes they found heavy metals in there like mercury and lead and cadmium, which obviously isn't great for our health either. So I think the push to get this more regulated, so at least meet Australian standards, is a positive way to go.
That is a bit disturbing, Gabrielle, for finding metals in substances that are supposed to be a food or adding to our food. What would you like to see happen if you could just take control of things right now?
Look, I think I'd like to see better labelling on the products themselves so that consumers are empowered to make better choices. At the moment, what we're seeing are proprietary blends, which are patented blends of ingredients that companies put together to kind of niche themselves and market themselves into something fancy. But then on the flip side of that is we don't actually know what's in them. And then I'd also like to see testing. So if all the supplements that get onto Australian shelves could go through lab testing to see if they do have these impurities and get the tick of approval if they are safe, so again, that consumers can make a better choice.
And just briefly, Gabrielle, is there an appetite for change in this area at the moment, or is it slow going?
I think it's a little bit slow going, like all government things are, but hopefully double-edged sword. It's unfortunate that this thing happened with the death of the lady, but at least it shed some light for the government to make some policy changes in regards to these supplements.
Gabrielle, hopefully that will be the case. Fingers crossed, we'll watch it with some interest. Thank you for your time and shedding a little bit of light on protein supplements this morning.
No problem. Thanks.
Gabrielle Maston there joining us on 2NURFM, the accredited practicing dietitian and spokesperson for the Dietitians Association of Australia.